We ask you, God, to give us strength and courage as we think about your word to us tonight. We're gathered here today because we have experienced grief and loss. We come to receive comfort from each other, from our acts of love as we light candles, and from the words of the poems, hymns, and Bible. When we look back over the years, we may be able to acknowledge that God truly was our shepherd. I certainly can. When my mother was about to die and leave me to live by myself, the presence of God's rod and staff came into my mind. Now I can see he was there for me, and his presence accompanies me still. The words of the 23rd Psalm have helped many of us through dark times and many funeral services, I am sure. In this short talk, however, I am concentrating on the second passage of Revelation 21, which has also been a source of strength for me. The Church teaches there are three theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. They're called theological because their source is God himself, and theos is a Greek word for God. They are virtues or strengths because each one is a source of strength given to us by God. He is a God who knows and loves each of us and never wants us to be without his love and support. Let's spend some time together acknowledging this. We're gathered here today in church because we all love. Love has brought years, months, days, and moments of intense joy and happiness. Love comes from the very heart of God, our Creator, for we are wonderfully made in his image, and God is love. When the person or people we love are taken from us by death, we encounter a reverse side of love, suffering. This suffering is personal, intense, and all-consuming, and no two people experience it in the same way. The passage from Revelation acknowledges that in this world we experience death, mourning, crying, and pain. In that word there is comfort, that whatever we experience, we are not alone. Perhaps you have been the one to drop everything and go to someone in grief at a sudden loss of a dear one, and know that all you could do was sit in silence beside them and hold their hand. Perhaps someone did that for you, and you too received the comfort that we are not alone in grief. So we have love and the responding suffering when a loved one is taken from us by death. But we are not abandoned. We have faith, another virtue or source of strength. As the passage says, to him who is thirsty, I will give a drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. After bereavement, at first we move through a haze of grief, but gradually we find faith to go on and a new way of life emerges. We are not abandoned. We do not abandon the memory of our loved one, but we have renewed life and energy to go on. It is at times like this that we can grow in the knowledge and love of God, the source of that faith. It is the time to ask him to open our eyes to the whole mystery of life. We may be full of questions about Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, and ask how to enter into the reality of that. We may turn to a gospel or book and read about him. We may join a group to seek answers from others. We may pray to God for faith, or simply ask him, if he is real, to show himself to us. On an everyday level, as God becomes more real to us, we may ask his help. There may be direct debits to change, probate to sort, new types of holidays to arrange, decisions to be made about our home. It is on these occasions that we miss our loved ones and may want to give up. But God's provision is there as we trust him to give us wisdom and guidance when we ask. So God gives us faith, or trust in him, and also trust in ourselves to take hold of the new season of life ahead and live it. Our last source of strength from God is hope. Hope is called in the Bible an anchor for our soul. Hope keeps us from drifting away into oblivion and holds us secure. Revelation 21 verses 1 to 7 is a passage to turn to when our hopes waver. There, a new heaven and a new earth are spoken of. There is described the restoration of complete unity between God and mankind. This unity is likened to the perfect relationship between a bride and her husband. It is a hope that when the old order of this world passes away, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Why should we believe all this and draw our strengths and the virtues of faith, hope and love given by God and revealed in this passage? Two reasons are given. First, because God's words recorded for us are trustworthy and true. God is true. Secondly, because God is all-seeing, both the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning or source of life, and the end or its completion. If we think of the Greek alphabet, whose first letter is Alpha and its last letter is Omega, the age in which we live is one of the letters in between, with its own significance and security in the love of God, which encircles all time and eternity. There will come a day when we won't need faith, because we will see God, when we won't need hope, because all our hopes will be fulfilled and satisfied. The one thing which abides forever is love. Your love, expressed by coming today, is part of the eternal love of God and is eternally precious. So let us be of good cheer as we walk today in faith, trusting God and his word. Let us hold on to the anchor of hope that one day all our pain and grief will be swallowed up in the most amazing love sprung from the love of God who made us in his image. Let us too come together often to grow in that knowledge and love. Let us share in the virtues of faith, hope and love God provides in his church through his word to us. And above all, in the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord.